Kiss 96.9 and on the free Kiss app. It's time for our Kiss Cares segment. It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here. This is where we shine the spotlight on a local nonprofit doing a tremendous work here in our community. And with us today, we have Jeff Kane. He is with For Those Who Would. He is the co-founder and president. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Wonderful. Well, tell everyone what your organization, For Those Who Would, is all about and your mission.
Well, our mission is to make meaningful impact on individuals whose lives have been disrupted because of chronic illness or debilitating disease. You know, specifically, it's for people who can't, you know, participate in some of the, you know, daily physical activities that so many of us take for granted.
Okay. And how do you all go about doing that? Do you find it, individuals come to you and say, hey, I want to do something, but I'm not really sure how I can do it now because I'm limited with my disability?
Yeah, so this happens through a number of different venues. We have healthcare assistant grants that we periodically offer and make a public call. We have individuals who approach us. We also have a lot of individuals who know about our charity now and will refer people to us, and we'll work with them.
Fantastic. And what are some of the events and things that you all do to help raise money?
So some really cool events. One of them, which is coming up on January 29th, which is probably going to be canceled this year or postponed, is the Urban Mountain Challenge, which is operated in conjunction with Race Rise, who is one of our partners who does a great job with us. And it is a race up the 31 stories of the Big Blue Building downtown.
Oh, wow.
And obviously with COVID, it's probably not a good idea at this point in time, so that's probably going to be postponed.
Okay.
But we have another one that is coming up. It's almost finalized, not completely, on April 23rd in Richmond, and it is a last person left trail race. And it is, we're doing this with a group of pharmacy students at UK who are helping us organize this. And the event is, it's about a four-ish mile loop on South Farm of Eastern Kentucky's campus, which is where their cross-country team practices and runs. And the race will start, and you have 1 hour to complete the four-ish miles. And if you get done in 45 minutes, then you've got 15 minutes left until the next lap starts, and then you go. Everybody goes out again, and it's a last person left. Who is the last person left that makes it back to the starting line and is willing to go out for another four-ish miles?
Fantastic. Well, coming up in our next segment, you're going to talk a little bit more about your organization, For Those Who Would, and how you got started with that. That's going to be next on KISS 96.9.